Here's a question. How bad does crime have to be to get a city to declare a state of emergency? Here in California last week, the Richmond City Council considered passing such a declaration. It's a city of about 100,000 people on the edge of San Francisco. Local police say there's no one reason for the crime wave and no simple way to end it. NPR's Richard Gonzalez has more.
36-year-old Landron Kelly never imagined that his son's bedroom, chock full of trophies, newspaper clippings, and sports action photos, would one day become a shrine.
Here's trophies from his football career.
Terrence Kelly was a top scholar and star player for what was one of the best high school football teams in America. He was 2 days away from enrolling at the University of Oregon on a football scholarship. But that dream was cut short when a 14-year-old with a rifle shot and killed him, a payback for some slight, real or imagined. Terrence Kelly's father, Landron, recalls the nightmare.
About 30 minutes later, the news had got to my mom. She came to the scene and just started yelling across from the parking lot, "Landron, that's not our baby. Landron, that's not our baby." I was like, "Yeah, Mama, that's our baby." And then she collapsed and had a heart attack. And it was just real rough for me. It still, the pain still hurts.
Richmond, California has always been a tough town where crime is no stranger. But lately, the violence has reached a new high. Just days ago, an immigrant father was killed in front of his 7-year-old daughter on his way back from the drugstore. Across town, a 14-year-old African-American boy was shot to death sitting in a car at a gas station.
In 15 days, we had 23 people that were the victim of a violent crime.
Maria Viramontes is a member of the Richmond City Council.
22 of them were shot, 4 of them so severely they had to be airlifted to a trauma center. 8 of them are dead. 3 of them are still weighing in whether they survive or not.
Viramontes co-sponsored a resolution to declare an official state of emergency. It called for more money to hire police and allow the city to call on outside law enforcement officials for help. The resolution drew more than 600 residents to a sometimes raucous city council meeting, during which most of the residents, such as Lisa Perez, supported the declaration.
Richmond is a city under siege. It is a war zone. These are the killing fields of Richmond.
But while city leaders were pondering whether they should issue a formal plea for help, residents such as Andre Farr worried that the emergency declaration would wreck their property values.
I caution you against setting a standard for the city of Richmond, an emergency state. It will change your life and the lives of these citizens forever. Forever.
The city council rejected the emergency declaration. Instead, it approved $2 million to hire more police. Richmond Mayor Irma Anderson says an official state of emergency would accomplish nothing.
And to declare one would merely provide panic in the community. I mean, the fact that it is declared would imply that the city is overrun with chaos, loss of control, and therefore we need to bring in the National Guard and declare martial law. This is not acceptable.
Anderson hopes the city's decision to put 15 additional cops on the street will turn the violent tide. Meanwhile, there are scores of people coping with the aftermath. One of them is Patricia O'Dowd.
Nobody deserves what's happening here in Richmond. Nobody deserves to die on these streets.
Her 24-year-old son, James O'Dowd, was new to the city. 2 weeks ago, his throat was slashed and his body dumped at the spot where she now passes out flyers, offering a reward, hoping that someone can tell her who killed her son and why. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.